From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis that is affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rohingya area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
More than 500,000 Rohingya have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. The crackdown, which has resulted in widespread atrocities, has prompted intense international condemnation, although officials in Myanmar still continue to deny that the crisis exists. Tens of thousands of people took the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. Ahead of the rally, young men wearing red headbands forced businesses to shut down. The demonstrators chanted slogans such as "Down with the enemy," "Down with Al-Shabaab." They later gathered at the city's soccer stadium, joined by the president. This is VOA News. Israel says it will not talk with a Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spelled out several of the conditions for there to be talks. They include Hamas disarming, repudiating violence, and recognizing Israel. Netanyahu also wants Hamas to give up Iranian support and return the remains of two Israeli soldiers and free two Israeli citizens believed to be held in Hamas-controlled Gaza. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both opportunity and challenge. He spoke Wednesday at the opening of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress. He promised that Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but said the government would play a bigger role in managing state-owned firms. North Korea's government has relied for decades on illicit trade to fill its coffers, but a new report notes what appears to be a recent rise in Pyongyang's trafficking of illegal wildlife from African nations. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Pretoria.
North Korea finds itself increasingly squeezed by international sanctions imposed to try to stop the nation's nuclear weapon and ballistic missile programs. The hermit nation has long found creative ways to bring in cash, often through smuggling under the cover of diplomacy. But one source of illicit income hits an especially vulnerable group, Africa's elephants and rhinos, which are targeted by poachers trying to satisfy the Asian market's demand for ivory and rhino horn products. In 2015, South Africa expelled a North Korean diplomat arrested in Mozambique with 4.5 kilograms of rhino horn and $100,000 in cash. It was not an isolated incident. According to the new report by South African researcher Julian Rademeyer, 18 out of 31 diplomats arrested for smuggling ivory and rhino horn during the past three decades have been North Korean.
I find it very hard to believe that they're operating completely alone, that they are not being sanctioned in some way by the regime, or at least by their superiors. North Korean embassies, by their very nature, are quite strictly controlled. People cannot move very easily and freely.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Pretoria.
United Nations judges will announce a verdict next week in the trial of former Bosnian Serb Army leader Ratko Mladic. He's accused of war crimes stemming from the conflict in the Balkans during the 1990s. He's been called the Butcher of the Balkans. There is more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.